One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is a short story I want to share with you about two extremely profound experiences I had with my father while he was dying of cancer. Today is Father's Day, and I am sharing this story with you, which will probably not air for another 10 days. I have another story lined up before this one. However, today I'm thinking about my father. It's Father's Day. I'm wishing many people happy Father's Day who are fathers. And these memories popped into my head. They typically do on Father's Day. So I simply want to share with you these two very profound experiences, moments that I had while my father was dying of cancer. Now, I do want to say that watching someone die of cancer is a most hideous experience. It was very difficult on our family and my mother. However, there is one benefit of someone dying of cancer. You can actually say goodbye. Now, my father started to slowly slip into a bad state. One day, we found out he had a lump in his throat, and then 8.5 months later, he died, almost like someone finding out their pregnancy. It was like the miracle of birth. But now we're close. We're probably 3 days away from him dying, and we don't know that just yet. And we're in the hospital, and it's really traumatic, and my mom's having a lot of trouble with it. And I'm spending a lot of time at the hospital. I spent so much time at the hospital, my dad actually looked at me and said, why are you here? Why are you here? He's like, you have a day job, you have a martial arts school, you have a lot of things to take care of. And I told him I'm there because I love him. And he said, I know you love me because you're here. And he told me to go to work. And I continuously came back. I would go see him in the morning. I'd take my lunches to go see him. I'd take my mom over there. I spent my evenings with him. And I just simply spent a lot of time with my father as he was approaching death. And one of the great things I can say about my daddy-o is that he had a lot of character and grace in dying. And I actually believe he knew he was going to die long before we ever found out. But I don't think he wanted to share that with us. But he had a lot of class as he was moving on out. And I got to give it up to my daddy-o, because that was pretty cool watching that. He had a lot of just poise and patience and kindness and grace and joy. He was very happy to have lived the life that he did. As I mentioned, we're about 3 days, maybe 50 hours from him actually passing away. And right now at this point, he's spending more time asleep than he is awake. And the cancer medication, the radiation therapy, the chemotherapy, none of it's really working. And it took us a while to get the doctor to admit that he was dying. We actually metaphorically had to pin her in a corner and almost force her to tell us what I already knew was happening. And I even told her, I know he's dying. You just need to tell us because we have to call our family. But he was spending a lot of time asleep, and probably 40 hours before the moment of his death, I was in the hospital with him in the room by myself with him, and the doctor came in, and I was just watching my father sleeping. And the doctor was standing next to me, and we didn't really say anything to each other. We were just both looking at my father. And while we were looking at my father, he all of a sudden woke up, and he looked a little bit scared, and he kind of looked around back and forth, and he looked right at me, and he asked me this question. He said, is this a dream? And I looked right at my father with a big smile and just nothing but utter love, and I said, yes, Papa, this is a dream. Oh, and he cuddled in. He just relaxed so much. He looked so calm and so peaceful, realizing this was actually a dream. And he just cuddled in and relaxed and closed his eyes and just looked like he was just going back to sleep. Then I leaned in a little bit and I said, "Yes, Papa, this is just a dream. And you have very good dreams." Then my father rolled his head over to my side and he said to me, "You know, I feel like I'm fighting." And I totally comforted him because I knew exactly what was going on in that moment. And I said, "No, Papa, you're not fighting. You're winning. There is no fight. Your life is actually on the other side." Now, I just need to pull out of that moment and say that as my father acquired cancer early on, he gave me the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And people have been actually paying attention to how people die and the stages of death leading up to the moment of death for, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of years. And it's only been in the last couple hundred years that we actually think we can prevent it or stop it or slow it down or not have it happen. And I believe a lot of that knowledge is lost from most of us. I think if we watch family members die at home, like most of history, then we're a little more aware of that. But this is one of those stages when people are dying and getting close to death. They actually feel like they're fighting. And it's very important to comfort them and let them know that there is no fight. And if there is a fight, they're actually winning. And I am so grateful that my father actually gave me that book because I totally remember this section. And it was preparing me, not only as a person, but as a Buddhist, preparing me to take care of my father. Because in Buddhist view, the karma created when you're dying and at the moment of death is incredibly powerful karma, and it lays the foundation for your next life. So I got to give it up to my dad. He kind of got me ready to help him move along. And it's really important to comfort your parents and have them feel calm and soothed and relaxed, especially near the moment of death. So here I am, pretty much watching my father's last waking moment. I realized that was probably going to be the last time I saw him awake. And so let me take you back. And then I told him, I said, "You know, Papa, you have great dreams. You're not fighting, you're actually winning. And your life is on the other side." And he looked so comfortable and relaxed and calm. And then he patted me on the hand. He reached over and patted me on the hand. And he probably said the thing that most men want to hear from their father, most boys. He said, "You know, Alejandro, you're a good son." Oh, and I almost lost it, you know. And then he got really calm. Like, I could feel him getting ready to say something. And I thought it was going to be the ultimate pearl wisdom, this deep little bit of knowledge or some deep secret about where the $8 million is buried or something. And he said, "Alejandro, I want you to promise me something. I want you to make this promise to me." And after he spoke that promise, I paused. I was slightly stunned. I almost couldn't answer. And you know, we're on his deathbed, so there's not like there's a lot of time. And he said, "Promise me." And he said it like daddy-o. He got stern. He said, "Promise me that you will do this." And I took a big swallow. Gah. And I said, "Yes, Papa, I promise." And he said, "It's not going to be easy, but you're a good son." And he cuddled in. He cuddled into that sleep. And I knew he was going to sleep for eternity. I knew he was never going to wake up again. And I take great joy, I take great reassurance in knowing that I was there to comfort my father at a very important time. Now, if that's not profound enough just on its own, if that's all that I'm going to say, that's almost enough. But I actually, the second just powerful thing I saw happen as my father was dying was to actually witness him breathe his last breath. I saw my father kiss his last breath into my mother's mouth. He kissed his last breath on my mother's lips. We think we only see that in movies, but we see that in movies because those things actually happen. And to actually be with someone at the moment of death, I don't think I left his side for 36 hours. Because a moment of death is only a second. I could sneeze and he could die. I could go to the bathroom and come back and he could be gone. But I was there. I was there with my mother and my older brother. And we watched that moment happen. And to this day, it is one of the most profound things I have ever seen. And I got to give it up. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and soon-to-be fathers. And all the fathers that have come before my father and to my father. Wow. Daddy-o. I love you, Papa.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.